Hello everybody, George here. I haven't been on here in a while again. I seem to go through these phases where I'll do a few and then drop off. I don't know. I try not to, but it just seems to be the way I work. I kind of dropped the ball on the February challenge, but which I feel sort of badly for. And I have not done one of these that I'm doing today in a long time, which is a further post on some of those electronics that I got just before Christmas. Well, today I've got the Philips FR951 surround receiver. And it's one of these that's, I'm guessing, probably from 1995 to 97, somewhere there, mid-90s, I'll just say. Has a lot of the controls on the front face, so you can basically use it without a remote control. There's probably features on the remote that are even a little more advanced. But it's kind of an interesting layout, this one. Starting at the left, at the top, you get a great big round selector knob, which actually, you can hear the clicking positions. And it goes all the way around. You can totally turn it, and there's no stops. There's no stopping point. There's a lot of stops within it that are just notches that work electronically. It's not a real, true rotary selector. It turns the electronics. Now, underneath that, you got the speaker, A and B, and a power indicator just above a great big, long power switch that's one of these that you press in, and it locks, so that's power on, and you press again to release. It comes back out. It's not a soft-touch power control, so I thought, well, how does this thing work? Well, that's kind of an interesting thing about it, but I'll describe some of the other stuff as much as I can. I don't even remember all the features on here or understand how they work. There's a lot of controls on the front of this thing that are not even necessarily related to... I mean, they are related to source in some way. But proceeding further to the right, we've got, of course, the display on top, which covers probably about half of the surface. There's a slight space to the left and a smaller one to the right. Just under the display, you've got a row of 7 single buttons that have to do with the surround. And the last one, of course, is my favorite, which is off. I don't have any ProLogic surround material hooked up to this. I've been using it as a 2-channel for quite a while. And then a row of, well, 2 rows of, I think they're presets for the FM section of the radio part, and there's 10 of them. And so we're still dealing with the middle section. Below all of that is the 2 bass and treble knobs, very small. Then a sort of crosswork of controls. You got a long one on the left, 2 smaller ones in the middle that go up and down, and then 1 to the right, so they kind of are in a cross shape. And I think they're to do with tuning the radio. Then there's something that I like called Source Direct, and it's a switch, kind of a rotary toggle, off being left and the right being on, and all that means is that you defeat the tone and balance controls, so it gives you more direct connection to whatever you're listening to. There's a series of buttons down here to do with surround, I believe, and there's a sleep one on here. And then the other 4 are to do with the radio, switching it from AM to FM, the muting, and stuff like that. At the far right, you got the volume knob, and these knobs, by the way, there's just 2, the far left and far right are big rotary knobs that are 1.5 inches around, and they're kind of dome-shaped. The face of them is a dome. It comes out, and it's plastic, but that's the volume, and it's an actual old-school volume with a minimum maximum position actually on it. So underneath that, there's a light, little LED for muting, and a mute button, so that just reduces the sound somewhat. It doesn't actually make it silent. And underneath that, you've got a series of left and right audio plus your composite video in, and then to the right of that, your headphone out. So that's the front panel, and then the back panel, I hope I can do this all, has all your analog inputs, a couple of courtesy outlets, two columns of four terminals, so that's for A and B of your main speakers, separate connections for your rear channels and center channel. They're the ones where you slide the wire in and then lock the push down on a tab to lock it. I've got the center channel working, but I cannot get any sound out of the two rear channels. I've played with all the modes on there. It doesn't seem to work. And there's actually a fan on this one, which I've never heard operate. I've never blasted it really loud, but I have never heard it operate. Anyways, I'll go through a brief power-up, because there's something kind of interesting. Remember I discussed earlier the power switch is an old one? So I wondered if it turned the power on directly. It does, but it goes into a standby, which, I mean, everything's on. It's alive. I'll put it on. Normally a relay would kick in, but this one isn't. It's just sitting there. The power amp has actually got power going to it. Everything is alive in there. It's just probably not showing much on the display. And it's not sending any sound to the speakers. But that means this thing runs all the time. So I'm going to... The only way to get this to actually come on fully is to switch the rotary control for the source. I'll do that. We get a signal. Pause recording. Okay, so we got some sound out of here now. And there's a bit of a delay. If I flip the source the one way, which is that big rotary knob, it'll stop, but if I switch it back, slight delay. Really big delay. I hate these kind because there's not a specific button for each source, so you're just having to try to remember where it was, or if you happen to accidentally flip it twice, which occasionally happens with these electronic ones, it didn't go where I predicted it would. Come on. There we go. This Ventures Walk Don't Run, in case anybody didn't know. We'll just put that off for a second while I finish explaining. Anyway, hooked up to my big Surround Vega speakers through the main speakers, which are sort of like binding posts. Little slot that you slide the wire into, and then you turn the terminal tight. These old surround sets had that, where the two front channels were much like a stereo pair, so they had, primarily they're a stereo receiver, and then with an extra surround sound kind of add-on. But this runs fairly hot, this one, because I think they've got a fair bit of bias on those transistors. I'm not sure why. I use the attenuator because if I don't and I'm using a low gain source, I get this. Really annoying. Not always that loud, but I turned it up to show you. The digital, that's the one complaint I have of this. It's a bit noisy there. On the upside, though, it does 4 ohms. Not many of them will do it. 8 to 16, usually. Overall, pretty nice unit. I've been playing with it for a month or more now, so about time I changed it out and got onto something else, so I figured I'd at least share it with you here on Audioboo. That's a wrap. Any questions, you can feel free to get back to me. And till next time, take care, and thanks for listening. Bye for now.